Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
It's time, folks. Time for trivia. Today's show is a true test of your overall knowledge. We have a round on kids, parents, if that wasn't enough, foxes, to top it off, physics. Whoa, I know. Let's get to the point. Round one, foxes. Foxes have excellent hearing, reportedly being able to hear a watch ticking 40 yards away. They are members of the dog family, but are more like cats than dogs in that they are nocturnal, climb trees, and some species can retract their claws. Question 1. What fox species is known for its large ears and desert habitat?
Fennec foxes?
That's right. It's the smallest of the 12 species of foxes, weighing under 3 pounds. The largest, the red fox. Question 2. What is the primary diet of most fox species?
I think they like eggs, but they eat like small mammals like rabbits.
The answer is exactly small mammals. Rodents such as mice, voles, and rats, and I'm sure rabbits as well. They are omnivores. They also eat birds, fruit, and insects.
And eggs.
Question 3. Male foxes are called dogs, tods, or renards. Babies, cubs, pups, or kits. Female foxes go by just one name, which is...
Vixen?
Whoa, I thought I'd get you there. Vixen is one of the few modern English words that retain the old English pronunciation where F's change to V's. At this point, research on the old English words got very boring and I tapped out. Question 4. Foxes have whiskers on their face and what other body part?
Their paws?
Incorrect.
Their ears?
Incorrect. Their legs. Whiskers act as an animal's GPS and help sense minute movements in the environment. Leg whiskers help fox navigate tall grasses. Question 5. Michael J. Fox played teenager Marty McFly in what time-traveling film trilogy?
Back to the Future?
She got it! And if you don't like that question, let me tell you something. Sometimes it's really easy getting 5 questions for a topic. For foxes, I knocked out 4 questions in like 15 minutes and then spent over an hour trying to get this 5th question. Not making the list included questions on Silver Fox, Fox and the Hound, What Does the Fox Say, Sly as a Fox, Megan Fox, Fox News, Fox on the Run. Eventually, you just have to pick a question, and that's why you got Marty McFly, Back to the Future. Strong round for the ladies, 4 out of 5. Heading into round 2, parents. I mean, they're the best, right?
No.
Did you know that 1/3 of parents think playing with their kids is boring? And 70% of parents show preference toward a child, and it's usually the baby of the family. 18%.
Hey, kid-friendly show, jeez.
Yeah, kid-friendly show, do not beat up your sister. 18% of parents meet a clinical definition of bad parents. Couple things there. First of all, parenting is very hard.
I have an
And second of all, our listeners are great parents. That's a fact.
100% of younger siblings qualify as stupid.
No. Family friendly show. Question one. What aircraft is used to describe parents who are overly involved in their child's lives?
Helicopter parents?
Yes, helicopter parents. They mean well, right, girls? You know what? Let me answer that for you. That's a yes. Hey, are you cold? Do you need something? Can I do that for you? You need me to get that for you? You got a problem? Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while the DJ resolves it. Question two. According to the 2023 data from the CDC, what was the average age of first-time mothers in the United States? Incorrect.
25?
Incorrect. 27.5. I would have allowed 27 or 28. Question three. What does the term boomerang children refer to?
Okay, boomer?
No.
They always come back to their parents like whenever anything troubling happens.
That is worth half a point because boomerang children or boomerang kids are terms used to describe the phenomenon of adult children returning home to live with their parents for economic reasons after a period of independent living. Do you guys think you'll be boomerang children?
No.
Why? Because you'll never leave?
Because once you were like, I'll give you a house as long as I could live in the basement, and I'm not taking a house with an old guy in the basement.
Okay. We'll see.
I'll take that offer.
Question four. Parents are so old, so we included a history question. Which language was used across the Roman Empire?
Italian?
Incorrect.
Roman?
Incorrect. Latin. Greek would have given half a point. Why do so many words have Latin roots? Well, the Romans ruled for hundreds of years. And in fact, Italian, Spanish, and French are called Romance languages. Not like romance, more like romance, like the Romans. Question five. What bird term is used to describe parents whose children have left the home?
Flamingo.
No.
Birds leaving the nest.
0 points. Empty nesters. Empty nest syndrome is a term for the stress and anxiety parents feel when their children leave home for the first time.
I went to the grocery store the other day. I left home for like the millionth time.
Girls, 1.5. But what do you expect? It was a round for the parents. I'm sure they will do better on round 3 kids. But before we get their sponsor update, we got backyard games. Who knows what people are going to do at the next get together? Give them a choice. Golf, pong. Indoor, outdoor, transportable, and fun to play with both golf clubs or without. Check the link in the description. Round 3 kids. Quit making so much noise back there.
We're kids.
A thoughtful fact. Children with strict parents are more likely to turn into effective liars because they are more afraid to tell the truth. Now for the questions. These are just questions kids are more likely to know than adults. Question one. Who does the family not talk about in the movie Encanto?
Bruno. I was going to say Mirabel.
That's right. Bruno is Mirabel's uncle. I would have given you an extra half point if you sung the answer. Bruno's magical power could predict things, but they thought he was the reason behind the tragic events and not just the warning.
They sure talk about him a lot, though.
So they banished him and then sung about him. Question 2. In which animated movie does Gru adopt three little girls?
Despicable Me.
Correct. If you said Minions, I'd give you half a point. But the movie is Despicable Me.
I can give you the plot for an extra half point.
Please don't. Question 3. What are the names of the two snowmen in the Frozen movies?
Olaf and that big snow mountain goat dude.
Olaf and Marshmallow.
Maddie is correct. Let It Go, Disney's all-time most streamed song. We liked Let It Go, probably accounted for about 100 of those streams.
What?
Let It Go.
Hey!
Question 4. Abby Cadabby is a character from what TV show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. They gave her the name because Abracadabra, Abby Cadabby. Super creative. It's like they write these shows for 5-year-olds. Because they do.
I got it.
Question 5. The hit show Bluey follows the adventures of Bluey, the cute blue dog. Can you give me the name of anyone else in his family?
Her?
Oh, it's a her?
Yes.
In her family.
Bingo, Chili, and Bandit?
She got them all. Still just 1 point. Yes, Maddie?
Muffin, Socks, Grandpa, Grandma, Aunt Trixie, Uncle somebody.
Clearly, they like Bluey. 5 out of 5 for the kids round. What do you expect? Good for them. But now, we move to physics. What even is physics? It's the branch of science concerned with matter and its motion through space and time, along with energy and force. Still confused? Me too. Basically, it helps us understand the physical universe and how things will behave, like the knowledge that if an apple is dropped, it will fall. Question 1. If you were on the moon, would you weigh more, less, or the same as when you are on Earth?
Less.
That is correct. The moon's gravitational force is determined by the mass and the size of the moon. Since the moon has less mass than the Earth, it will not pull objects towards itself with the same strength that Earth will. Therefore, a 180-pound person would weigh only 30 pounds on the moon. Their mass would be the same, their insides, but their weight would be different.
Wait, so you're saying I'd weigh negative on the moon?
No, math genius, you'd weigh about 1/5 of your body weight.
Okay.
Question 2. What is the fastest thing in the universe?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Not real.
Light.
Correct. 186,000 miles per second. Question 3. A sonic boom is a loud explosive noise that happens when what barrier gets broken?
The Great Barrier Reef?
No, but that is very beautiful.
The Barrier of Sound.
Correct. The speed of sound is about 760 miles per hour. Many things can break the speed of sound. A plane, a bullet, even the tip of a bullwhip apparently can produce a sonic boom. Question 4. What objects have a gravitational pull so strong that light can't even escape?
Black holes?
Yeah.
Correct. I'm fascinated by black holes. Not fascinating enough to turn off my TV or put down my phone and learn about them. That would be crazy. But still fascinating enough to be like, ooh, I wonder. Question 5. I give you the definition, you give me the word. The amount of space that a substance or object occupies, or that is enclosed within a container.
Molecules?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Volume. That's a little middle school math specialty. But still, a strong show, 15.5 points headed into 2 truths and a lie, Wall Street jargon. Lots of coverage about the economy and stocks lately. I'm going to give you 3 Wall Street sayings, such as buy low, sell high, and you have to pick the one that is made up. Statement 1, April rain brings May pain. Statement 2, buy the rumor, sell the news. Statement 3, never catch a falling knife. So you have April rain brings May pain, buy the rumor, sell the news, never catch a falling knife. Which one is the lie?
I bet he didn't choose a knife one because it's too violent for a kids show. So the other one?
Your April rain brings May pain.
That is the one I made up. The actual saying is sell in May and go away. Basically saying avoid summer and come back in August. This podcast is not financial advice. We do hope you have a great week and we will see you in 2 weeks.